this is Lauren, the supervisor you were transferred to. If I could just get one moment to get the account pulled up so that I can be of better assistance for you today.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Sorry, just hang tight with me one moment here.
No worries.
How's your day going so far?
It's okay. What I'm wondering, though, was this a Facebook thing at all?
Possibly. We're not Facebook, no. Can I have you just real quick confirm your shipping address so that I can...
Yeah, it's 18127 75th Avenue East, Puyallup, Washington, 18375.
Thank you for that.
What? Oh, 98375, sorry.
No, you're fine.
The reason I asked that is I have a business account on Facebook that was hacked, and I had to close down where they got my credit card information and stuff. And because they charged a bunch of ads and stuff, because I had my credit card saved on my Facebook because I used to run ads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if maybe somebody still had my credit card. I don't know. Because they had all my information off Facebook. So, and this was about a month ago. So I had to contact Facebook. I had to pull my credit information off there because, like I said, somebody charged about $500 on Facebook ads and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe somebody still has my information.
So this isn't Facebook. You would have entered your name into a drawing to win a kitchen mixer, like a hand mixer. And it would have been sponsored by our meal planning app, Bites Hub, which is an app that designs a custom menu for you based on your desired caloric intake. Kind of like Noom. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Like the lady I was just talking to, I'm a baker. I have 130 pounds, so I don't need a mixer or a meal plan.
I got you. Well, that's just what it is to explain it to you. Now, what we do in the case of a fraud investigation is we take all the information in the account down to the IP address and we provide it to your local authorities and allow them to investigate the source of the charges. The IP address will even show what device was used to place the original order. But in the meantime, what we would do is go ahead and cancel and refund this.
Please do.
All right. Just one moment here. If you could hang tight with me while I get this processed.
Sure.
And was the previous agent able to give you your cancellation number?
Nope. She just said she was passing me on to a supervisor. She didn't cancel. She didn't do anything.
She did cancel it. But if there's a, I can give you the cancellation number here in just one moment.
She didn't tell me any of that. So.
All right. Just one moment. I'm so sorry. I've got a tickle in my throat.
That's fine.
Oof. I'm sorry. It's loading real slow. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious me.
It's probably allergies.
It definitely is. Mine are terrible. I used to live in Washington. They were bad there too. It was no bueno.
Yeah.
But I'm like that anywhere I go, fortunately or not fortunately. Just one more moment here. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm 60 years old and I'm disabled. So I wouldn't have. Yeah, I don't know.
I gotcha. Well, I do apologize that that occurred. We've got that canceled out for you, and you'll be receiving that refund within 3 to 5 business days. I just do need to provide you with your confirmation number for that.
Sure. I'm ready.
All right. It is C as in Charlie, 9207.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
71169.
Okay. So I'm going to read this back. C as in Charlie, 9207-71169.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate all your help.
Not a problem at all. Was there anything further I could look into or take care of for you today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Not a problem at all. Well, I thank you for contacting customer support. You have a fantastic rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.